From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is scheduled to meet in Brussels Wednesday with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande for negotiations on new bailout funds for the country. Greece has 3 weeks to come up with enough cash to avoid a default on its obligations to the International Monetary Fund when its international rescue package expires at the end of June. Tuesday, Greece offered a new economic reform plan to its international creditors. Will Hobbs is the head of investment strategy at Barclays and says Greece will more than likely be staying in the eurozone.
There is still, definitely work to do to get there, but the vague contours of a deal have started to become visible to us, we think. And we still think that it's probable that Greece should stay in the eurozone. That doesn't mean that they won't that there isn't a risk of Grexit default. But certainly, I think we think that sort of investors should be betting on Greece staying.
Details of those new ideas that Greece sent to its lenders were not disclosed. The European Union's Justice Agency says it has arrested dozens of suspects in an international identity theft sting that involved millions of euros stolen from bank accounts. The agency known as Eurojust announced Wednesday that it has arrested 49 suspects, mostly from Nigeria and Cameroon, and an investigation of some $6.8 million stolen from European banks and transferred out of Europe. Burundi's embattled president has officially delayed the presidential election after weeks of protests sparked by his decision to run for a third term. President Pierre Nkurunziza issued a decree Wednesday that moves the presidential vote from June 26 to July 15. This is VOA News. FIFA says it has suspended the bidding process for the for the 2026 World Cup because of the ongoing corruption scandal involving the World Football Governing Body. It would be nonsense to start any bidding process for the time being. That's according to FIFA Secretary General Jerome Valky at a news conference in Russia Wednesday. He continued speaking about an investigation into FIFA.
Nothing was big enough during the process to say that the final decision was not in line with all the rules and regulations which have been in place. And in fact, it's the same conclusion Michael Garcia had in this report.
The U.S. indictment issued last month charges 9 FIFA officials and 5 corporate executives with offenses that include racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering. A suicide bomber blew himself up on Wednesday outside the ancient Karnak Temple in southern Egypt as an attack that left 4 people wounded. Officials said the attack involved 2 other people who were killed by police and that none of the wounded were tourists. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility. President Obama is expected to decide as early as this week on a plan to send hundreds of additional military trainers to Iraq to bolster Iraqi troops in their fight against the Islamic State group. This is White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Iraqi security forces that have benefited from the support of our coalition military partners have performed well on the battlefield. And what we know is that in at least one recent area where we experienced a setback in Ramadi, those were forces that had not benefited from being trained by the U.S.-led coalition.
The new set of up to 500 personnel would join the 3,000 trainers and advisors that Mr. Obama authorized last year. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has begun her visit to China. It's to bolster diplomatic ties that have been tested as a result of her country's democratic reforms. China's Communist Party is hosting the democracy icon. She is traveling with a delegation from her National League for Democracy. The NLD officials expect Aung San Suu Kyi to meet with the top Chinese leaders during her groundbreaking 5-day visit. South Korean President Park Geun-hye has postponed next week's planned visit to the United States to help her country deal with the outbreak of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. The president's office said Ms. Park will reschedule the trip to Washington, where she was to hold talks with President Barack Obama. It's not known when that trip is to be rescheduled. Seoul Wednesday confirmed 2 more deaths as a result of the MERS outbreak, bringing the total number of fatalities to 9. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.